For the last 4 years, Randy Shull has spent part of his year in Mexico. He moved for the culture, the language, the inspiration it gave him as an artist. And all around him, he saw the local artists defining what it meant to be Mexican. And it got him thinking.
And I felt like, well, what if, you know, I can come to Mexico and have this experience that's really different than what I had in Nashville, but I'm still in the end from the United States. And so I began to ask myself, well, what is it to be uniquely American?
To try to answer the question, Shull turned to the best American symbol he could think of, the outline of the United States.
So I started to play with it as an art form. It felt like, yeah, if I see it in advertising or on the back of the semi-truck, it's always the same shape. And I thought, what happens if it becomes a piece of art? What does that look like?
Shull repeats the symbol throughout his recent work, now on display at the McCall Center. In one piece, he sets the U.S. outline on a blue background, almost like an island. A tangle of white spirals weaves within the borders. It's titled Guardian. The U.S. outline is intended to invoke discussion about American identity. Then there's a bust of Daniel Boone. Out of his head pops the U.S. outline, this time shaped out of an oven element. It's titled Hothead. It works, too. It won't be turned on for the exhibit, however. Fire hazard.
And I think what I've decided I'm going to do with it, because it probably will be an issue a lot of time, that it won't be able to be plugged in for exhibitions, is I think I'm going to do a hot dog roast and have all my friends bring hot dogs and cook hot dogs in between it.
Cook hot dogs on the glowing U.S.?
Yeah, that seems so American, doesn't it?
In the end, Shull wants people to come up with their own definitions of his work and the American identity.
It's too easy to take sides. I think the questions are more complicated than red or blue. And I just feel like there's a lot of gray area.
And Shull says maybe there should be a gray party, one that understands that nothing is simple. For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.